Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Rotators, we're back again, and let me tell you, we have new merchandise. We've got a new jumper, we've got stickers, we've got loads of stuff. Anyway, it's that Friday feeling, which means we're back again for another episode of Rotating Heroes Arc 9. I hope that you're enjoying it and having a great time. If you are, please make sure to leave a review, and if you would like to, check out the Rotating Heroes Patreon. You're awesome, you're great, you're legends. Take it away, pass me. Welcome back to the Rotating Heroes Podcast, everyone. I'm Jasper William Cartwright, and on my right, I have...
Hi, everybody. I'm Rashawn Nadine Scott.
Yeah. And opposite me, we have...
Vic Michaelis.
To my left, we
setting
have...
up your voicemail.
Yeah. Someone's, like, been on hold for 3 hours.
Hey, guys. Sorry, I'm late.
I am Zach Uyama.
We just got a couple voicemails in here. Real
well, and
aggressive.
Then I arrived. So
oh, you arrived.
So you called my phone and that was my voicemail.
Zach's still not here, though. That's
hey,
still...
guys, I'm here.
Oh, sorry, there's Zach. Okay, good. Thanks for joining us.
Traffic?
There's traffic.
There was no traffic.
It's late. It's pretty late. There was no traffic. Thanks for being here on time, Rashawn.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Absolutely.
It's so nice. How's everyone doing? How's everyone feeling? Are you excited to go back to school or not?
Even when you're pretending to go back to school, I do have a slight level of dread somewhere in my body, I feel like.
Mm. Were you cool in school?
I was not cool. I was medium cool.
Okay.
I think anyone that thinks they're medium cool is actually probably like the top of medium cool. You know what I mean? I feel like you were probably cooler than you perceived yourself to be because you were like cool enough to not think you were cool.
I mean,
like friends with everybody sort of a thing, like nobody had a problem with you.
No one had a problem with me. No.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. A lot of people had a problem with me.
One of a bunch of really? Words.
Really? Okay. Why would people have a problem with you?
Oscar. I was brown and my mom's gay and I was overweight, so it was like I was an easy target, honestly. Yeah. You know what I mean? At that time, it was like
for insecure threat. High schoolers who were trying to deflect attention from themselves.
Yeah. They had a lot of choices. They had a lot of ammo. You know, at the time there was like three other brown people at my school, and the other two were of Chinese descent. So it was, you know.
My brother was like cooler than me, and he was 2 years younger.
Oof!
So that's
tough.
There was a point where I was like, "Oh, you're Michael's sister," and like that really messed me up because I did a lot. I was in a lot of clubs, so know me, please.
Know me, know my existence.
And his name is Michael Scott, and he's never seen an episode of The Office, and he could care less.
What? Oh, that's really fun.
It just doesn't care. Just is so cool.
That's probably good though. That he honestly like that. Like you don't need that kind of smoke. Be like to know that this is your name. Like that's your namesake. And like
and
pop culture.
He would flame you and really take you down personally. So he really doesn't need anyone to really like draw more attention.
Okay, cool. Rashawn, I
he can hold his own.
I love and respect you as a friend. I never want to meet your brother.
No, he's cool.
Okay. You just said that he was going to put me on toast. Okay. So
if you bring up the fact that his name is.
Yeah, but I might not
don't
be able
even
to help
mention
myself.
An office.
Just don't mention an office. I'll be like shaking as I meet him. Don't say it. Don't say it.
Dwight Schrute.
The DMV fears
and he's
him.
Like, who is that?
Vic, were you cool in school?
Yep.
Oh.
Okay.
Vic.
Cool. Moving on. This week's episode.
I was president of the band and the drama club. So.
Well, my mom was really very cool. ill, and but she was very involved. Not sick ill. Oh. Well, sick ill, and she's very mentally ill, and she's got some stuff. But because of that, it was a very like small community, and so all the parents knew about it, and so they were like, "You cannot play with the Michaelis kids. Like you can't go over to the house."
No.
That's pretty cool.
That's, man. I mean, it's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool. Lone Wolf. Wolverine. Cool.
Yeah, nice. Wolverine. You were Wolverine's cool.
As Wolverine.
Love that. Love that. Big Wolverine energy.
Hey, go Wolverines.
Go Wolverines.
Go Wolverines. Let's go ahead and get into this week's episode. So, as you stand on the precipice of Obe High, you can see the school motto is etched above the doorway, and it says, it's about drive, it's about power.
Bastard. Call back to Arc 6?
Yeah.
So, it's going to be pretty easy. We are going to... There are some classes that you can attend that obviously the school would advise you attend. And then there's also free periods where you'll be kind of like have the run of the school and you're able to like hang around and things like that. And, you know, I'll be sort of keeping an eye on the way that you guys are behaving in school and like who you're interacting with and talking to. And, you know, that might affect the way that other people treat you or talk to you or whatever, if they think you're cool or not cool or whatever. Because, you know, this is a school after all and kids are mean, so...
What's the period of time you just
It's
had?
Like a, it's a month until your final exams, got it. Basically. Like, okay. You're, like, you know, and I think as you're, just to sort of give you a little bit of a layout of the school, the majority of the juniors is based along one main corridor. One side is made up of lockers, and then there's doors on, you know, fair ways down, and there's, like, classrooms leading off. Most of that's to the left, and then if you head to the right, you'll get to, like, the sports fields, and, you know, there's, like, a door that goes out to the sports fields and everything like that. And there's also a staff room. You can see as well on the other side of the wall, so opposite to the lockers, there are these big statues, which, you know, like, sort of animate themselves during class time. And unless you have either a free period or you have a hall pass, they will attack you on sight. But again, you cannot die within the walls of the school, so you will just sort of come back just somewhat changed or and potentially a bit sore. But it's supposed to help your moral character, or at least that's what Vice Principal Wolfgang says.
Hey.
You see as you walk into this school that there is a fair amount of very powerful students that are walking around, not surprising for the two of you, Finn and Tion. And down the end of the hall, you do see these big, slidey double doors. And what is behind those doors, I think only you, Finn, would actually have seen anything behind those doors. As you stand in the entranceway, Finn slowly sort of dripping onto the floor, absolutely sopping wet, of course, where would you like to head? I'll say that you've got about like half an hour until you need to get to your first class, which will be... Actually, in fact, someone roll me a d6, and we'll determine it that way.
Four.
A four? Your first class will be... It'll be maths.
Oh,
so you've
fuck.
Got half an hour, half an hour until maths class.
So math hasn't progressed much in, what, 450 years, right?
There's still... Well, I did this, like, integrated math. You know, they try, like, a new sort of, like, math core thing for every, like, generation of students to teach us in a different way. 2 + 2, still 4.
Hold on.
Hold is on?
We didn't... There Hold wasn't much what? Of an emphasis on math in where I grew up, and so I'll nod.
Do they have math where you're from?
They definitely have math. You
it's
know,
sort of like a universal thing.
You know, like 2 + 2 is 4.
Yeah.
Okay, and 4 + 4 is...
Yeah.
Well, that's worrying. I can help you, though.
Okay.
I've got some math in the book that I know. I don't know, like, much beyond that, but, like, you know, I know, like, the page numbers and stuff, so...
Yeah.
I'm actually a book. I just can... I can turn into different... things.
Oh,
I am actually a book. I'm actually an alive book,
like a sending stone.
Maybe like you should be like a binder or like a syllabus or something like you can like
no,
take
just like
with
a
you.
Text, like a textbook type
deal. Oh, okay.
I have these cool covers for the books if you want.
Oh, sick! These are like, do they protect the outside?
Yeah, they're kind of. Some of them stretch over. My mom used to use like a paper bag and just like tape around it, and then you can like draw on it, make your own like style and stuff. But cool, whatever you want to do.
Do you have games on your sending stone?
I don't have a sending.
Do I have a sending stone?
Yeah.
100%. Yeah. Do you have games on your sending stone?
I don't have a. I'm look.
Tion's got the latest sending stone.
Yeah, obviously. I look in my locker and there's a bunch of them that are still in their plastic wraps. I'm like, you can have their
covered. Bunch? Wow.
I just got a bunch of burner.
There's just a bunch of rocks in there with plastic wrapped around them.
Wow. You can have one. Take a little plastic off. It's like, I feel like I almost should leave it on.
It's really protected. It's like bulletproof.
Yeah.
You know what? I just remembered when we were doing math growing up, it was like, it was always in relation to, you know, say four leaves in plus four leaves, that's eight leaves, right?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, just convert everything to leaves and you'll be totally fine.
That's perfect. And then honestly, here's what you do is join the soccer team and then just play on your sending stone the whole time and then you'll get an A.
Or be in the band where you can use your math skills to like count out music and kind of change the vibe and let everyone know everything's cool, you know?
What kind
to
of
be outside and running around and being sweaty and stuff where you could just be comfortable inside, vibing.
Trying to decide what kind of student I am. Huh, I guess I'll really find myself this week or month.
Yeah, life's just a bunch of weeks that lead up into a month.
Yeah. Hey, Garbage, you're...
His name's not Garbage.
Why did I look at it? Why did I respond?
Well, well, well. What dorks do we have here?
Oh gosh.
It's not, it can't already be happening, right? It can't already be happening.
No, so
As you look up, I think you two recognize immediately this is Reginald. Reginald is, he's like a dead cert to get promoted into seniors. He's one of Vice Principal Wolfgang's favorite students.
The two of us?
He's quite small.
Vice Principal's favorite students?
What did you say?
The two of us are the favorite students, you think?
I don't think so.
No, he loves me.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think that's true, actually.
I think it is true.
I don't think it's actually true.
Does he know your name?
Yes, he does.
Okay, well, mine too, so.
Right. Well, okay, well, I don't think that's a barometer for, like... Anyway, who is this? Who are you?
What's up? I'm Jackie Jindy.
Sorry, you're Jackie Jindy?
Yeah, and I'm new, but,
new? Mm-hmm. He's a new kid, look! What are you even good at? Are you, like, do you have any powers or anything?
Well, I have a lot
of
powers.
I can't hear you.
I have a lot of powers.
Okay.
Powers of...
Go on, then. Show us.
Natural powers and...
Go on, then, show us your powers. What have you got?
Reginald, you're being kind of, like... hostile, okay?
I'm gonna
chill out.
Tion, you calm down. Like, it's with everyone's fine. I'm just speaking to the new kid.
I'm gonna use divine sense. Sort of kind of glow.
You
search for good and evil. And
your eyes just sort of twinkle a little bit. And he's like, wow, okay.
It gives me some sort of powers of perception, and I can find things that are sort
you can
of different.
Find things.
Yes, I don't
like
have anything to prove to you.
That you can find your keys.
I don't have keys.
Well, this is happening.
You don't have keys. You have a house.
No,
you don't have a house.
I don't have.
Where do your parents live?
Parents either.
Wow,
staying.
I actually feel like it's hard
because
to take. Because what?
They're in the circus.
They're in the circus.
I don't have parents because they're in the circus.
It's a traveling circus, and
I'm in the trapeze. I'm a trapeze boy.
Your dad's a clown?
Yeah. No.
Your dad's a clown.
He's a trapeze. Trapeze.
Jackie's dad's a clown.
No, that's not it.
That's not what he said.
That's not what I said.
I think it's what he said. I think it's exactly what
you said. Oh, my cat's person on you, Reggie.
Wow.
That's not what he said.
Is that a save?
Is it wisdom save or something?
Wisdom save, I think.
Yeah, wisdom 14.
Rolls a 17. And he kind of like shakes off and just goes, Tion, you're going to have to try a lot harder than that. Come on.
Well, this is happening. Can I just go like, hey, you know what? We got to get to class. No hard feelings. And can I hug him and try and stick my hand in his bag to just take something?
Absolutely. Roll me a sleight of hand check. And you roll with advantage. He's truly so confused that you're hugging him.
My dad's not a clown. He's sort of a trapeze guy. He's a sort of...
Jackie's dad's a clown.
He's a trapeze
man. We're all
having
a hard day. Don't worry about it. 14 plus...
nine. Oh, wow. 23? What do your parents do?
My parents?
Yeah.
They're both lawyers.
Fuck.
Just tell us, like, what you did this... past week, like, you just came over here to gloat. You always do.
21.
As he's getting hugged, Reginald's just like, oh, I, what do you mean? Well, yeah, okay, so maybe we went on, like, a little vacation, and it was actually really amazing. We went skiing down this old obelisk that's, you know, it's actually really cool. And maybe you know, you should come sometime, Tia, you know.
I'm kind of focused on, like, becoming a senior right now.
Yeah, we're kind of focused on becoming
seniors. Okay, for distractions.
Listen, Tian, I can understand why these dorks have to focus on trying to become a senior, but you're going to make senior easy, so...
Stop. No, I've got to work hard. Yes.
No, you don't.
Yeah, we got to work hard to make senior.
Obviously you do, Finn. Obviously you do.
I don't have to work as... I'm probably...
Yeah, I don't think we don't do circus. So yeah, you're probably gonna have to work pretty hard. I'll
be there. It's about drive. It's about power.
Okay.
Well, I point to the banner.
Yeah. We stay hungry.
We stay.
What's the next bit? Do you know the next bit? The school model.
I gotta get to maths.
Okay. Well, enjoy, I guess.
Bye, Reginald.
You see, sort of like gives you a little look up and down, and kind of goes, "Yeah, I'll see you later."
Wow.
Damn.
What? Do you say something? Do you say something?
Would I? No.
It sounded like you said damn, and then you. It sounded like you were going to say something.
No, sorry.
Class is starting, to me, Reginald.
Yeah. Bye.
Did I get anything?
Yeah, okay. What do you find? You just stick your hand in and just find something.
Yeah.
It's
a fruit roll up.
I think you find.
What does it mean?
With your wet hands trying to undo a fruit roll, peeling it from the plastic,
and sticking the paper is now
100%. You find it's like a loose fruit roll.
Oh, hell yeah.
Loose. It's just got like little bits of lint and stuff stuck to the side of it. It's just a half eaten fruit roll up. Yeah.
Is this like the ending of the world? Does this make any sense to you?
Not at all.
Okay. Well, I'm going to see how this settles.
That's fruit.
As you're heading over to maths, you see that there is a long queue of people kind of ready to go into maths. And the thing is, you two would both know, maths is taught by Krista. Now, Krista does not identify as either male or female and is just extremely hot. Basically, every single student has a crush on them. Very tall, elven features. They are the reason that maths is always so packed. Like people, like kids stand at the back just to be in the presence of Krista.
We should use my hall pass to try to get front row seats to math class.
Oh, do we have to?
Like trade for it?
No. Just kind of like flash it. Like we're supposed to be here. You're a new student.
Yeah.
Excuse us. New student in the math class.
Krista kind of almost like glides forward and just says, yes, of course. Dion, Finn.
Hi, Krista.
Please take
Jackie
a seat.
D, how we doing?
Oh, okay. You take a seat next to your friends.
Oh, thank you.
Guess.
Can you guys clear out?
Excuse us.
Okay.
We're actually trying to sit here.
I need this seat. Thank you.
Marvelous. Okay. Well, I'm going to begin the lesson now.
I guess, hi everybody, I'm Tian. This is, you know, Finn, and our new student, Jackie D. Jackie D will be hanging out with us.
What's up, guys? My parents are in the circus.
His dad's a clown.
Just from outside.
Dad's not a clown, they're both two trapeze.
Everybody be cool about him. He's here to, you know, get the lay of the land.
Everybody be cool about me. Everybody be cool at me.
Everyone be cool about Jackie D, okay? Everyone be cool. Is everyone
don't
cool?
Call him garbage.
What? I was never going to call
him. Well, don't even. I'm just saying, if anybody was thinking about it, Finn, he's like.
You're drying out.
Me? Yeah. Oh, no.
Spritz. Crystal, walk over and pour some water over you.
I lean over to
thank
you.
Crystal.
Is there anything else you want the student body to know about you? Or, like,
I
is
think I
enough?
Might be. We haven't really talked about this. My plan might
yes,
be.
Yes, actually, yeah. Jackie D, please, why don't you come to the front and you can tell everyone a bit about
to fly
you.
Under the radar. What's up, class? Jackie D here, new in town. Let's face it, I'm going to be pretty okay. I'm going to be pretty down the middle, and some people are going to love me, some people are going to hate me. But in that life, my parents are in the circus, and there's a lot of ups and downs. Hmm? And are you pointing to the makeup on my face?
It's melting.
It's not melting. It can't be melting already.
It's pretty hot, actually. It's pretty hot.
It's pretty hot in here. Yeah. And that's all I got. Thank you. That's my time. Jackie D in the house.
I think we're gonna get our first popularity change here. I think we are gonna mark down. I think the rumors of Jackie D's parents being in the circus is sort of slightly less cool. We're gonna mark you at you're currently at 4, which okay. means outsiders will start to regard you in a more friendly manner.
Interesting. I'll take it.
So Krista goes, okay, well, please take your seat, I guess.
Yeah.
And we're going to begin math class. If you could open your books, and then I think as they say this, a book magically appears on your desk and it sort of flips open to the right page, and we will begin. So the way we're going to do this is that I have 10 actual math questions Golly. That you have to you. Answer.
Fuck.
That really sucks.
My degree really sucks in pretend, not math.
Because I thought this was funny.
Oh no.
Are we allowed to, do we have workspace? Do we have work paper?
Let's hear the questions.
Calculator open? Calculator
is it open
book?
It's open book, but the questions are in there. The answers are not revealed. I know you cannot use a calculator.
Okay.
These should be easy enough, I think.
Okay.
I don't really know. I haven't like vetted all of them. I just copied and pasted.
Makeup just questions. Pouring down just go for my it. Face.
There's actually a lot of math applications in the game of soccer, so I'm feeling pretty good about my chances here.
The aim here will be to answer as quickly as possible.
Okay.
So I'm going to shout out the question, and then whoever wants to just jump right
May
in.
May I ask
the
a
answer.
Clarifying question? Yes, please. So is it a speed versus correct? So if everybody gets the correct answer, but you answer first, do you get the point?
Yeah, you get 0 points. Yeah, for that if you get it wrong.
Oh right, but if more than one person has it right and you answer first,
sure. Okay, I guess
we're competing against each other.
No. Like you're like on a team of three.
And then how do I win?
Okay, fine. We'll say you're competing against each other.
No, we don't have to. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry.
Oh, right. This is more fun. Did you all not do Knowledge Bowl in high school?
No.
Which is basically like trivia, nerd trivia.
Oh my god. Okay. Stuff. I'm fucked.
Is math considered nerd trivia?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, great.
We're gonna go,
where's categories?
We're gonna go into the zone here.
Okay.
And Krista says, okay, class. 18 minus 9.
9.
I'm going to give that one to Jackie D.
Oh, good job.
Dang, what did you say?
9.
Didn't we all say 9?
But I said it a little faster.
Oh, right. Okay.
The rules you established.
I try to turn the page in my book and it just rips out and sticks in my hand.
It's just stuck.
Yeah, yeah,
you
yeah.
Shake it off.
Good luck.
How many sides does a pentagon have?
6.
5.
5.
That's Jackie D. 2 points. But I like it strong and wrong, Finn.
Thank Good. You, Krista.
Strong and wrong.
Okay.
That's going to stick like that paper to your hand. Sorry, I can't help it. I'm rusty.
Jackie D, please. I will sub points.
Good okay, razz. Sorry.
Do not
razz
if you
your burn
friends.
Me too hot, I'll dry out.
What am I doing? What's happening? Who am I? Next question.
What is the sum total of 7 times 7?
14.
49.
Correct. Yeah. That is a point for Tion.
14. I'm going for speed. So if everybody gets it wrong, but I'm fastest, I'm still at 0, but I'm the fastest 0.
Actually, I need to be marking down everyone's score.
I got that one.
And I'm at 6.
Okay, you're at 6?
I'm at 6.
Yeah. Okay.
What did you have?
I'm at 2.
2.
But that's my real score.
Right. Yeah, we're giving our real scores.
Big difference.
We're rounding.
1, I guess if we're cheating, go ahead and add 2 zeros after that.
Okay, so is it 100?
Yeah.
Okay.
100. Cool. So we're at 2, 6, 1.
If that's what you want to believe,
Vic. Yeah, you can believe whatever you want to believe.
Perfect.
That's fine. Okay, next question. What is the sum of 100 divided by 50?
52.
Correct, Jackie T.
Divided by.
It's different.
The two dots really throw me off.
Okay. If I have a cup with 300 milliliters of coffee.
300 milliliters.
And I drink 1/3 of the cup, how many?
200 milliliters.
The cup does not exist.
That I'm going to give a point 2/3. To Finn. I like you're thinking outside of the box.
Because
that's it. Really
the cup
good.
Isn't there. Exactly. Really, it's
like
a word
it's
problem.
It's all metaphorical.
It's math.
So it doesn't actually exist. But I'm still going to give you a point, Jin, because you did actually get
it. In my day, we were calling milliliters.
Calm down.
Okay, I'm going to take that point away. Yeah. I'm going to take that point away from Jin.
I liked it a lot.
What is the sum of 6 times 12?
36. No.
That's wrong.
72.
Correct. 70. Jackie D. Two. Very good. I think like Jackie D's actually doing pretty well amongst the rest of the class as well.
Is the class dumb? Is it my
I think it's just that you're a full blown adult in a room full of children.
Just swatting
the basketball.
I'm not going to go easy on any of you.
Okay. 3, 6, 9, 12. What is the next number?
15.
Very good. I'm going to give that as a point to Tion. Just about got there for me.
Yeah.
All right.
Can I pull out my sending stone?
Sure.
Okay, I pulled out. I'm pulling out my sending stone, and I'm playing Rocks, which is like that game where there's a ball that goes back and forth.
Wrong.
But it's called Rock.
It's just called Rock.
Instead.
You should really be studying or working right now.
Oh, this is important.
Okay.
What is half of one half?
A quarter.
Is it the person who said it the first or the clearest?
Who enunciated harder? Or is that?
You know what? I like it. Finn, you're going to get the
point.
No! Hell yeah!
Your friends talked me into giving you a point.
Hey, thank you, guys. Hey. Do you think I'm stupid?
No, there's not many types of intelligence.
You got street smarts.
Well, because I was just thinking before, it just sort of hit me what that sort of like weird guy said earlier. And when he was like...
The Matronic or the vice principal?
No. The
Reginald,
where he was like, "You're so dumb."
Remember, Reginald he was like, "You're sucks, not going
to
be a senior." Kinda like,
well, that was what I thought, and that was my initial.
There's
I was like,
plenty
it
of types of smarts. You know?
I'd rather be dumb than to have no personality like him.
Wow.
Right? Do you think I'm dumb?
I'd rather.
What was the next question?
For our final question, okay. this is going sure. to be for some bonus points. So there's a few more on offer here. You can get 5 if you get this one correctly. What is pi to 5 decimal places?
3.1415926.
What?
What? What?
Oh, whoops.
Finn,
your eyes just went white for a second.
I don't know how I knew that. That's so weird. I just, you said pi, and then I was like, whoa.
You can, you know... It's not cool to rub my mom's back, but oh, you do know 5 places of pie.
Well, it was I literally don't know how I know that. I don't know how I knew that.
You kind of went into like a math phantom realm.
I also want to clarify for everyone listening that Vic actually did that and that we didn't edit that in at any point. Like that
no
was,
human can that.
That like, legitimately just happened. That was incredible.
Wow.
And Finn wins.
Oh,
because
hell
there was 5
yeah.
points on that question. So Finn's got 7, then Jackie D with 5, and Dion with 3.
Sorry, so wait.
We should do that math left? Thing that you were talking about. That would
knowledgeable,
be so fun.
Yeah, it would be really awesome if you're on the team.
Yeah, maybe if there's space, you could be on the team too.
No, I'm already on the team.
And, that's amazing. Yeah, we should get t-shirts.
Yeah, it would be cool if you came over to do some. Maybe I could go run.
Oh yeah, you should join the soccer team.
You think I would enjoy that?
Well, I think we get to hang out together, and that'd be fun. Sorry, there's a cat in my backpack.
You can't bring. Okay, well maybe yeah, maybe I'll you have a spare uniform, I could go to practice for you and you go to band class.
Oh my
me.
Gosh, that'd be amazing. Okay, yeah, let's do that.
Okay sorry, continue your lesson.
Sorry.
For sure.
No, that concluded the lesson. I'm going to they hand out like a little piece of paper. It's got A+ on yours, and then there's B- for you and just like a flat A.
I got
you.
A flat A.
You got a flat A.
I touch the paper and the ink bleeds all the way off of the paper. Oh man.
Bookie creep looks at you and goes, huh? Like you got a flat A. You know, like a flat ass. It's kind of funny because you actually have
Bookie creep. We need to work on our vibe.
Okay. What do you want our vibe to be?
I want our vibe to be supportive of each other and helpful to each other. And we don't tear each other down, okay?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm very proud of you because I think you actually did really well in that math.
I was surprised class. Myself.
That was pretty good.
I put leaves and everything in my head.
Sure,
and
you translated also leaves. Yeah, it worked.
Leaf crumples.
Yeah, But it's a shame you couldn't translate pi into leaves, because that was
3.141515.
3.141592653539, I think, is the first couple. Keep going. I don't know how I knew that.
Man.
I love math. This is a great class.
You know, it's just about emboldening the students to learn. I'm sorry, I burped.
Do you have the burps you want for the roll-up?
Hey, do you want me to...
I had a lot of that for roll-up. That was weird.
You just ate the whole thing with the paper on it and everything. Yeah. Do you want me to get pat your back or anything?
No, I'm okay now.
We can pat your back.
All of us can. Everyone, I think he's back to be...
Sure, so, sure.
Yeah.
thank you the entire class. Oh wow.
Well, we officially now have a popularity change.
Yes.
To move around the school, you now have a +5 to your stealth checks to move around the school. Wow.
Okay. To everyone or just
To the three Finn. To the three of you. Okay. Yeah. As a little trio, you have become less popular.
Okay.
Gotcha. Cool.
To clarify, if we wanted one person to be popular and one person, you know, could we do that?
You might have to hang around less at during your free periods. Got and stuff it. Like that. Well. Yeah. Speaking of free periods, you have one right now. A couple of areas that you can choose to hang out if you would like to. There is the canteen. You can hang out in the playground or whatever the US equivalent of playground is. What do you call it? Just like
we call playground. It a playground. But playground.
High school doesn't really have recess.
Is there like a swing set?
Sure. Yeah, it's like massive.
Dumbbells.
And
kids
like
and kids just like, yeah, they absolutely yeet each other on this thing.
These kids so play high. On this?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tetherball, but you tie yourself to the pole.
It's like ultimate ninja warrior, but it's like that scene is like a relaxing, kind of just like fun little thing to do at break time.
That guy got creamed.
Yeah. So there's just kids taking each other out on these like...
The salmon ladder.
Is there... Oh, wait, there's no... A salmon ladder like Ninja Warrior, not a salmon ladder like in a river.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, so not applicable.
Salmon. What did you see in those canals on your way in?
Well, you know, they're doing some really, really cool repopulation projects. Oh, yeah. So it's really neat.
They get you one of those tubes that launches you upriver?
Yeah.
Well, like in Alaska.
Like in Alaska, exactly.
Alaska now canonically a place in Avalon. Great. Yeah. Great. Love
that. If you shoot out of a tube fast enough,
you'll get to Alaska.
Alaskania.
Alaskania.
So we'll have the playground, and we'll also have the Ultimate Ninja Warrior kind of like a salt course. Okay,
cool. Yeah.
There is also woods out the back that you can go and hang out in as well, or you can choose to hang out in one of the free classrooms.
Has it rained recently?
Go ahead and roll me a d20.
Seven.
It rained we'll say it's drizzling right now.
Okay. Do you guys want to go hang out in the puddle?
I'll be near it. Yeah, I'll go with you to the puddle, I guess. I don't know if I'm going to get in the puddle.
I go to my locker and I get a bunch of raincoats and slickers. Mine are really long to cover my...
Wow, you really don't want to get any water on you.
No, I just it takes a long time to brush out my mane and then do my human head hair. It's just a lot.
Where did your mane... I'm not going to... Does it go on your back? Okay, it's fine. Don't worry about it. Okay.
Cool. I have a hairy back as a person, and then I've got hair on my head.
Sure.
Okay. My afro connects to the hair on my back and goes all the way down my spine.
Yeah, I would understand not wanting to get that wet.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah. Don't listen to him. You look amazing.
No, I took my pictures for the senior list or whatever. Mm. I took those really nice glam shots, and everyone thought they looked really nice.
Yeah.
But if we go out there, I mean, seniors, are they allowed to go wherever they like? Because I'm kind of want to listen in on them. And if some of them are out there in the woods.
Smart. So I think you would probably know there is a classroom that you could probably get close to if you were to sneak up and have a listen, which is you'd have to go into the playground and then sort of sneak round the back. And you'd probably be able to peer into a classroom if you wanted to go and have
and
a
if,
little...
you know, push comes to shit, we could run off into the woods.
That's a new one.
Run off into the woods. If anybody noticed us, we could we were just going to go outside and get rehydrated.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Can I really quick, just the end of the waxy sort of paper that was on the fruit roll-up, can I just, whatever you didn't eat, can I just put it in my locker real quick?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Can you guys wait for me 1 second? No, it's fine. It's fine.
I didn't know that there was something on the
inside. No. There's nothing. It's just, you know, can I, if you, you just, 1 second. All right.
Jackie D, do you want a raincoat? Or are you all right with your
raincoat? You got an extra raincoat?
My locker is really deep.
Okay, yeah.
Just pulls out a rack.
Tion has a rack. You see that, like, clearly, like, the lockers next door are just, like, also a part of Tion's locker. Like,
that's an illusion.
Whoa, this is spacious. I could live in here. I won't
please
live in here.
Don't. I don't want any more trouble brought my way.
You go to your locker. What does the inside of your locker look like?
It's just, like, it's a normal size locker, but there are...
Ugh.
I know, it's really sad. You offered to like help like get your designer in there, and I was like, no, don't worry about it. So I open it like really small because I don't want anybody else to see inside, even my best friends. And so, but it's just like piles of just like shit. It's like, it's just like not actual shit, but like it's just stuff, like trash. It's like a little bit of like maybe like the concealer you were using earlier that you threw on the ground is in there, and like wrappers of different stuff, and like a Band-Aid, those like pieces that come off of the Band-Aid, those things. Like, mm-hmm. I've got two of those clipped together in there.
Just in case.
Is it like organized?
Yeah, it's sort of organized. It's like everything has its place, but it is just so much of
it. Wow.
Maybe you're the garbage man.
What?
I mean, you kind of put that name on to Jackie D.
Oh, no, this isn't garbage.
What is it?
Oh, it's my things.
Your things.
Thing, yeah, man. Well, you know, it's just, you know how like you have like a memory. Collection. Well, yeah, it's like, you know, when you got a memory and it's like, oh man, you remember that time?
Look at this stuff.
You're like, oh wow, that's pretty neat.
So it's a collection, and it's not complete yet though, it's actually not related.
But who cares? Big deal.
Yeah. How do you complete the collection? It doesn't seem like there's much rhyme or like reason to the collection. Is there a, you know,
well, it's dumb. I mean, you guys don't want to
do gadgets and gizmos.
We got a long walk to the playground.
Galore, good to see you over there.
No. Delore?
Well, like, I don't know. There's a thing. Oh, Bob, hi.
You guys get it.
Bob?
I'm sorry, there's a thing. Bob, you know, hi. Bob? Who cares, okay? No big deal. Yeah,
do
I want
you,
more,
how much,
right?
Do you want more? Okay. Let's go over, like, within earshot of like maybe like let's get near it and see if we can hear anything.
Sure. I think as you make your way out of the double doors at the end of the corridor, you immediately are like rushed. Finn, you get like hugged
by three
very similar looking tabaxis that all have like a little white patch over their left eye. They have like slightly different kind of coats, whatever, but they're like a mottled kind of brown, white, and black tabaxis, all the same height. You would know this to be Jalik, Alec, and Brelic. These are the three brothers that play on your soccer team. They like mug you and they're like, hey, what's
up? Oh my god, you guys, what is going on?
How's it going?
Yes, what? Soccer.
Okay, cool. Soccer. You know, my dad was telling me that the school is going to try, you don't even know what
so
I'm going to say. You don't even know what I'm going to say. He said that the school is going to try.
Shut up.
He's going to change it. No, I won't.
Okay, well, I won't.
Okay, good.
Cool.
I don't want you to.
And I would never.
Okay.
For you?
Cool. It might not.
Absolutely
say
not.
Anything.
What
were
we talking about?
The school changing like forever.
Oh, the school is going to change the name of the sport.
Shut up.
Yeah, because they're like, hey, we play it with our feet, so we should call it football. That's what they said.
What?
I know, crazy. I don't like it.
Okay.
Football. It's like, it sounds awful.
Sorry, it's football.
Yeah.
Football. Do you like it?
Brelic likes it. Yeah, I kind of like it. I think it's kind of fun.
All right. Yeah, then I think it's kind of fun.
Okay. Okay, let's go football. All right, let's go football. Whatever. Okay, cool. Who are you? Tion, what's up?
Hi, guys.
How are you?
Looking
good, Tion.
Stop.
Did you get your hooves done?
Yeah, and my hooves are, it's like a really stupid acrylic on on hooves. They're really long and sparkly. Thank you.
You got some shiny shoes. That's awesome.
Thanks. I just thought, you know, we're getting close to the end. I thought it's time to step up my style.
Getting close to the end? What do you mean?
three more weeks or so.
Oh, you mean seniors, right? I thought you meant like dying.
No, 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 no.
That's like
no,
a
no,
heavy question, yeah, you know?
I would never.
Staring up to the abyss. Hey, like, what happens if I don't play football for the rest of my life?
Speaking of seniors, what's up with
the bugbear dude?
Yeah, what's up with him?
I don't know, man. He's just been acting kind of weird. Like, I went up to him, tried to dap him up. We had the secret handshake that we always do when he scored a goal, and did not recognize me. He actually broke my arm.
Didn't recognize you?
Is that what happened?
I tried to dap him up, and he broke my arm. Damn. It's fine. It fixed. Like, you know, the school fixed.
Is he like... Would he seem like angry or just like jazzed?
If anything, he just seems like too chill.
Oh no, you know what? He probably was like mad at you or something.
Shut up. Well, not that's like it. Mad, he was mad. Probably just mad at me.
If I went up to him, he'd be like, oh my God, Vin, what's up?
You think?
Probably.
Because you're cooler than me, man.
No, I'm not cooler than you. You're cooler than me. No, you're cooler than me. Everybody, when you come up, everybody's like, oh
no, you're so much cooler than me.
Jackie D, and I'm here to say.
Are you gonna rap, dude?
No.
Are
you
I pull out my bass clarinet and just like lay it out a nice.
And I'm here.
And I pull out my bell. Ding a ding a ding a ding a ding a ding.
Entered school in a real way. I bailed. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I just.
That's cool, man.
I was just trying to get in there and say, hey, guys.
It was cool. It was cool.
You guys, what do y'all play?
We play football.
Position, I guess.
Oh, position? Okay, so I'm a center back.
Yeah.
He's a center back.
Yeah.
And he's a goalie.
Yes.
You got the defense.
Yeah, that's right. Hey. Locked up, baby.
Jackie defense.
Where do you play? Oh, you play defense too?
No.
You gonna play with us?
Come play with us. It'd be so fun. Oh. And we get Tion on the field.
Yeah, we can
Tion, you gonna play?
We can do like a little scrimmage.
You know?
I would play.
Tion. I don't want to, like, make this a thing, but, like, you're so fast. Like, for real.
No.
Okay, I'm saying this for
years. You're,
like, fully a horse. And, like, horses are so fast. And that is so sick.
Watch how fast I can run. And I just take
it. Whoa. The three brothers, they are like, whoa, Tion. Dude, that's so sick, dude. Like, whoa. Impressed. So you're going to, like, play up front because we're actually missing a striker, so...
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess I can star in the football match. That'll be fun.
So cool.
Okay.
I cannot wait.
Should I just take this jersey that has a C on it and just go for it?
Yeah, take it.
Cool.
I play?
Yeah, what's your position?
Soccer.
I know.
sorry. I understand. I play football.
Okay.
Okay, so where are you going to play, dude? Where do you want to play?
Can I ask you a question real fast?
Yeah, cool. Are we going to do a sidebar? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, I just kind of come over here.
Sure. Okay.
Hey.
Hey, you got to look old.
Stop doing that. Stop doing that to me.
Don't know what I did. I'm so sorry. Okay.
Stop doing that to me. I'm normal. And
I'm being disrespectful. I'm so sorry.
Is Finn on the team?
What?
Is Finn on the team?
Is Finn on
the
team? Yeah, dude.
What
position did I play?
Yeah.
That's the thing. Finn, he's so cool. He just goes wherever he wants.
Is Finn like one of those little kids who chases the ball all over the field no matter where it is?
Finn has an engine, okay? Finn just keeps running. Like, he's just everywhere, you know? And it's cool. It's really cool.
I'm so sorry.
But we could have really used someone to anchor the midfield.
Okay.
Finn's supposed to be in midfield, and he's not there a lot of the time.
Okay. Well, I'll be there.
Cool. Thanks, old dude.
Okay.
Would you rather be garbage man or old dude?
So, like, what are you guys up to right now? Are you on a free period or what?
We were just trying to... we're chilling.
Yeah. Changing? Were you about to say changing? Is that what you said?
Changing. It's chilling.
You said changing.
Chilling.
Like, that's pretty cool, dude. Changing, it should be...
I'm here to chang the world, you know?
Okay, you ruined it. Like, you know, dude, it's like you gotta...
I'm sorry, he's new around here. He just doesn't totally, like, he's learning and, like, you know, he's one of those... Sure, sorry. We're just gonna go wet for a little bit. We gotta wet ourselves.
Oh, of course, yeah, of course.
Sorry, yeah, I realize you
have to wet yourselves, too.
Well, you know, it's like...
Well, supportive, and it's like the morning dew is, like, perfect to re-moisturize.
Yeah, of course. It's really important to stay moisturized. Well, listen, Tion, so excited you're joining the team. Old dude, or what...
I'm gonna beat you up.
Yo, we're gonna fight?
I'll fight you. We're gonna fight? Because the thing is,
He just straight smacks me in the mouth. Let's go. Yeah, that's a 15 plus.
No!
plus three? That's an 18.
He's trying to get so uncool.
18 damage. Okay.
No, 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 18 to hit. 19
wait,
damage. Don't mind.
You, did
no.
you heal at all?
I haven't healed since our last fight.
Hey, man, sure, like, you can't hit the elderly.
Yeah, but he was saying we should fight.
No,
like,
I hear ya, but that's, like, sort of a way that he talks, because he's, like, old, old. So it's, like, sometimes he says stuff, but he doesn't
he's
mean
like
it.
He's, like, 450 oh. years old.
He's what?
He's like 450 years old.
He's 450?
At least.
Super gosh. Old dude. Okay, you take 5 points of damage and he's like, yo, I'm so sorry, okay?
Not
I was
cool.
getting too excited. I didn't realize that
I tried to hug it out.
Elderly? Hey, like, I didn't realize that you were like, oh.
I respect you so much more after that.
Whoa, okay, yeah. cool.
Hey, we're cool. on the same page, right?
All three brothers, like, right. come and, like, come around to hug you.
All right, we gotta go.
Whoa, I'm hugging around the back, and there's just, like, not much here.
God, it's yeah. cozy in here
it's
with all these
like,
kittens.
If, do you graze his,
yeah.
His
well,
ass?
I was, like, I thought I was gonna graze his ass, and then just didn't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There was, like, nothing there.
It's like...
We gotta go.
What is it? When it's in, like... Inverse.
Inverse, yeah.
Yes, it's
yeah.
like a cave.
It's concave.
Yeah. It's concave, but there's, like, gems in there that are, like, stalagmites that are hanging down. But that's...
We should go spelunking.
They're not gems in my ass.
We should go for spelunking for some ass gems, you know? That's fun. You're funny, dude. I call you ass gems.
Once
okay?
again, we have to leave.
Your new name is ass gems, okay?
Insane.
Ass
insane.
Gems, that's beautiful.
No, it's not.
That's gorgeous, man.
Okay, I do have to wet. I'm not...
Wow.
I'm not breathing well right now.
Okay, dudes. Well, it was a pleasure. Ass gems. Catch you later. Midfield. Love it. Tion, see you on the field.
I quit the team.
Ben.
Yeah.
Stay wet, brother.
Hey, I love you.
Okay, I love you too.
Okay.
Sweet. Sweet. We are late, and we're probably going to get our asses kicked by the statue. So
okay.
I'm gonna
go. For sure.
We're going to go now. Okay.
Oh, shit. We got to go.
I want to say a huge thank you to you for listening to Arc 9 Tomorrow's Heroes. This arc is featuring Vic Michaelis, Rashawn Scott, and Zach Oyama, with a special guest from episode 3. Stay tuned to find out who it is. As always, don't forget to check the links below where you can find Rotating Heroes merchandise, links to our Patreon, and all of the goodies that we are doing. Thank you so much for listening to the show, for your support. It means everything and is the only reason that we can carry on doing the show. So thanks so much. If you are enjoying the show and you want to leave us a review, that always helps us find new rotators, and we would appreciate it and love you forever. But without further ado, let's get out of here. We'll see you next week.
I think that's about it. Zach, how do I end these?
That's it.
Casino. Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.